what's your degree?
Newhouse.
These soon-to-be SU grads are picking up their caps, gowns, and tassels at the Shine Student Center.
Get your cap, your gown, at 411, and then...
What many didn't know was the gowns they'll wear when they collect their diplomas this weekend at the Carrier Dome are made of recycled plastic bottles. Matt Streeter's impressed.
I think that's a great thing. I mean, to be as sustainable as you can is usually beneficial to society.
Some schools have been doing the recycled graduation gown thing for a few years now, but SU had to wait until its three-year gown contract was up. Susan Germain, executive director of special events at SU, says she's glad they waited.
3 years ago when we looked at it, they were not the fabric that you wanted. They were almost like wearing the old kids' pajamas that had the fire retardant. This year, they are even nicer than the traditional gown.
Germain says they carefully looked at the six vendors who offer these kinds of gowns and settled on a Herff Jones product using a material called Reprieve.
It's a soft fabric, and they are they don't have a lot of wrinkles when you shake them out.
Veronica Abreu fingered the gown she picked up at Shine. She agrees it's a nice material.
I actually expected it to be worse. I thought it was going to be like paper or something, but it's actually pretty cool.
So on the floor on graduation day, the more than 4,000 undergraduate and master's students from SU and SUNY ESF will represent 100,000 recycled bottles that escaped the waste stream. And the other earth-friendly aspect of this whole thing...
And if the kids don't want to keep their cap and gown, which are keepers, there will be boxes in the dome that they can put them in, and then they'll be recycled again.
This recycling of the gown is a good idea for Streeter.
Even though it might be cool to keep, but I'll probably just recycle it.
But not everyone will be giving back the gown.
I'm taking it with me. Memories.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.